This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm all Greg. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
I've seen lots of news reports about how bad allergies are right this moment.
Awful. Oh, are they bad? Do allergies normally affect the ears? I thought it was the eyes and nose.
Well, you'll find out coming right up.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine... Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
You know, it was a great game by the Bruins, but the unconfidence, is that a word? I don't want to get too big into the vocals, even though I'm a big, you know, voice watcher.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
That's a my delulu.
I was on Friday sending DMs to Travis Kelce thanking him for making Taylor Swift happy.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of sweeney's.
Curtis.
Yeah, I'm right here, buddy. I'm not all over the place.
You don't know.
I will tell you very simply.
You act like you're a scientist.
No,
you're
Joe,
not.
And Shime.
The real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up? Hey, Wiggy.
What is good?
How are
you? You know, we could be better.
Are they still celebrating at Maple Leaf Square this morning?
I think they are.
Shime, can we go live to Maple Leaf Square and watch the celebration, please? I mean, we can get right into it. I wish I could blame the goalie rotation, but I don't think that I can blame the goalie rotation.
Not a chance. And anybody on Twitter that after that game immediately went to that is a lazy, to take it from one of our Twitchers the other day, a lazy take.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
And a lame one. Like, you're just going for what you think is the popular take at this point. To go to Jim Montgomery and say that's the reason why they lost that game.
I mean,
it's not all Mark.
Like, are there any of those goals that you would blame on Linus?
The Tavares goal. He's got to make that one. He wasn't screened. That's a stop that he has to make.
Yeah.
I thought he had a solid game.
I mean, it's more to me on the defense, like the Domi goal. Like, they didn't clear the puck out. They had an opportunity to clear the puck out. It's like the third or fourth shot.
Well, yeah, but they tried to clear the puck, and it took like a weird bounce off the stanchion. Like, I don't necessarily even blame the defense. I just think that the Bruins were playing on their heels the entire game. Like, it felt like Toronto played with just utter desperation. They knew that they had to win this game. Otherwise, they were not going to have a chance in this series.
They looked gassed, though, by the end of that game, Scheim.
Yeah,
the defense looked absolutely gassed in front of Allmark. And then to look at Allmark in that second period, and when he made those back-to-back saves where he's on his back, I'm like, who is ever going to say that this guy doesn't deserve to be
He doesn't. It's not that he doesn't not deserve it, but I also think that the goalie rotation played into it a little bit mentally with them. Because they scored, and not even, 10 seconds later, right. Toronto scores again. Then when they score their second goal, it wasn't too long after that, Toronto then tied the game up.
Yeah, but that's playing in mentally, who's in net?
Well, no, I think the just team in general, right? The team in general, like the mental, in sports, the mental part of the game is so much, and whether it's, you know, then what's the kid who got hurt, the defenseman?
Peak.
So they end up losing the defenseman, so they probably get gassed in that way. But I think mentally, just we talk about it. They are definitely talking about it, about the rotation.
Okay, Curtis, one sec. Mm-hmm. Just let me say one thing. It's you're two games in to the first series of the playoffs, and if you're gassed as a hockey team, that's an issue.
That is a major
issue. That's a major issue. Yes, yeah. Curtis, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
I see Pudge is with you.
Yep, Pudge is here, the man.
Did Pudge enjoy the whole game last night?
He was shocked at how well the goalie alternation worked out. And I like to say that I'm a man that can say when he's wrong, even if it's not to a caller. And Courtney, you were spot on. And Wiggy, I love you. I would love to ride co-pilot with you.
No, you don't have to.
But Monty... I get on people who don't evolve or change.
Yeah.
And Montgomery last year was the guy that was the opposite of Bruce Cassidy. He was the happy-go-lucky uncle at Thanksgiving that would tell the fart jokes and give everybody in the good mood, and he wasn't the disciplinarian. This year, there has been an obvious attempt by him to change. Mm-hmm. And last year in the postseason, he stuck with the goalie, even though he was hurt, with a good, solid, rested, healthy goalie on the bench. This year, he basically removes the goalie rotation from our conversation after game two of the playoffs, because Allmark was sensational last night. And the too many men on the ice, that was a big issue last year with the Bruins. Did you see the immediate pan to Montgomery losing the guys? I got to give him credit. He's trying to change and to be hitting the right note. And if you think Allmark's the reason you lost, I would very strongly disagree.
Yeah, no, I would not put anything on Jim Montgomery. I would put it on. It seemed like they came out. The Bruins came out. Curtis, I think you rightly identified me mispronouncing the word lackadaisical. I believe that they came out slow and lackadaisical in that hockey game last night.
How do you do that?
I don't know how you do it, because you're at home. You're coming off an unbelievable win on Saturday night, and you're playing in one of the more lively barns in the NHL, as the puck talk people like Curtis say.
Do you think?
And you score and Geeky scores first for you. So yes, you're right, Wiggy. I think you're trying to associate the Bruins coming out soft.
No, I didn't say soft.
With like some kind, like they're mentally dismayed about what's going on with the goaltenders. They've dealt with that for two seasons back to back.
I wouldn't put the loss on Omak, but I just think that you know, the whole rotation, there's a small portion of that that plays into it.
I think that in the way that they won game one, mm-hmm. having it be such a blowout for the Bruins, mm-hmm. I think they overreacted as a team to how good they are compared to this Maple Leafs team. And I think that's why they came out the way that they did.
Yeah,
I think that they got a little bit too overconfident. Maybe this will bring them back to earth. But I also think if anybody has any doubt that Swayman and Ullmark are not on board for this rotation, watching that game last night, I hope changed their mind. Because you see Ullmark going over to the bench, Swayman standing there. Mm-hmm. I love it. They're going back and forth. These two are on board.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking late in the game they should have put Swayman in on defense with full pads.
But don't you think
it's the age of the team, Greg, that if you're a young roster, there isn't as much of that old veteran presence that's been part of big playoff runs in the past.
Are you saying they miss Bergie?
No,
They miss Thordy. I think you're right.
But they're not really that young, though.
I think that after game one, and plus you go up 1-0 yesterday, mm-hmm. everybody was like, oh, this is going to be over in five.
Because they have plenty of people that, you know, McAvoy is not young no more as a hockey player. You think about Charlie Coyle, he's been around forever. Grizzlick, Lindholm, Bergeron, Marchand, Pasta. So I don't get like how you score first. I thought they were moving around pretty well. They were being physical again, and then you score first, and then they score right after that. I think that takes a little bit of wind out of the sail, but then they score again mm-hmm. to go up. So I just don't know how they could be tired.
Well, I'll tell you who it's not on. It is not on the banner captain last night at the Boston Garden. My guy, mm-hmm. our guy, the great Lyndon Byers.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, what a great job by LB last night as the banner captain at the Boston Garden. Yeah. And he deserves the adulation and the love and the respect of the black and gold. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll talk about the Bruins all morning. I know you want to talk about the Bruins, and we're here to talk about the Bruins all morning. In addition to that, we will get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes or so at 6:25. And then they set it at 7. And we'll discuss LeBron's expletive-laden attack on replay, among other Laden, Laden. Shime, I saw you twist your head. Is it Laden?
I believe it's Laden.
Expletive-laden attack on replay in the NBA coming up during They Said It at 7.
No, Shime got excited and thought you said Aladdin.
I thought he said ladle, like of soup.
Big soup guy, Shime?
No, I actually think soup is super overrated.
Wait
a minute. I don't think anyone has ever suggested that soup is overrated. No.
Yeah, soup is entirely overrated.
You've never had French onion.
It's literally just water.
Have you ever had, Wiggy's right, have you ever had French onion?
I don't like it.
French onion. Wow. Chime, you love cheese. French onion is like a bowl.
I don't love onions, though, Greg. I know, but French onion difference.
French onion soup is like a bowl of cheese and bread with some liquid attached.
Oh,
to it.
Okay. So good.
French onion is
so good.
So good.
Or like a broccoli cheddar, Shine?
No, kidding.
Yes, yeah. Right. There's a lot of cheese.
Give me actual like food. I don't want to act. Greg, I understand why you like it because you're like 1,000 years old. But like I don't understand why everyone else loves soup so much. It makes no sense. Yeah, you gotta take your dentures out. It's easy to eat. You don't have to chew very much. It makes sense. I get it.
I'm not 1,000, but I will tell you the ear thing, it's a real problem. Mm. I can't hear half of what's going on, and it's only in the morning up until like the show ends, and then I'm fine, so I don't go seek medical attention because I'm fine by like 10 o'clock.
Some mornings I would give money for a lack of hearing.
I did find a device on TikTok yesterday that I meant to send you. I'll send to you this morning.
Okay.
It's supposed to just shoot water into your ear and let it all drain out.
Yeah, that's great. Yep. And where does all the stuff, the
goes into a container.
Oh, yeah. It does? Okay, good. Because I don't want wax like it's being spewed all across the Echelon lobby. Okay. Yeah, anyway.
It's self-contained.
So anyway, bizarre take about soup to start the show. Thanks.
You're the only good soup.
You don't even like soup. You don't like bisque?
No.
Ooh, mushroom bisque.
Tomato
bisque is. Oh, yeah. And you dip the grilled cheese in it.
Ooh. I mean, yeah. Enjoy your tomato water.
What's it called?
that's the same thing as tomato soup. I mean, tomato sauce then.
No, it's not. Sauce is actual tomatoes just,
you know, ground up.
What's it called at Savor? What's the one you get at Savor?
They have a tomato au gratin soup, which is like a French onion soup, but the inside is tomato, not onion. Mm. Like, who wouldn't love that?
At Savor, bisque isn't pretentious enough.
Curtis, now Savor is taking some strays? I mean,
you
my
can't,
lord.
Bisque is too layman for them? We have to say tomato au gratin?
It looks good.
And then wedding soup, bastini.
Oh, God, I love Italian wedding soup.
The only way tomato soup is any good is if you're like dipping a grilled cheese in it.
The pastini.
And it's because of the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Shime's never had that, Curtis. He's never had the good old Italian wedding soup.
I have never seen such a rapid both physical and personality transformation in my life.
Yeah. I didn't know he was down on soup like that.
Well, you know, he's leaving one kind of soup off the list.
Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Yeah. You haven't lived till you tried moose soup. Nice. All right. Well, anyway, they said it at 7. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30. There is an irrational sushi eating fear in the news, which unfortunately resulted in death in Montana. So you may want to think twice before you go out and get sushi next. We'll get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney at 7:30. And then at 8:20, back on this show to talk Bruins, it is Nesson's Sofia Yurkstevich. Did I say that correct?
You were really close. Yurkstevich.
Yurkskovich.
Stevich.
Stevich.
Yep.
Yurkstevich.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Sofia. I'll just call her Sofia.
Yeah.
Sofia will join us at 8:20.
Jackson calls her Sean.
on your Boston Bruins with that series tied at 1. And here is Courtney with what is trending this first hour.
Good luck, Sean.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Bruins fall in game 2 to the Maple Leafs. We do have ourselves a goalie rotation with Linus Ullmark getting the nod. He had 30 saves in the 3-2 loss. Do we have that Jim Montgomery cut? Jackson was getting it for me. Here he is talking about no regrets after the loss.
No second guesses. He was terrific. He made multiple big-time saves, and it's the strength of our team. Both of them played really well, right? I mean, we only scored 2 goals.
That save that he made on, like, the penalty kill, like the glove save, in the net, like, on the line.
Yes.
That was a great save.
Yep.
Yes.
And then I thought he got the other one, but I guess they said Lindholm hit it with his stick, but they never really showed the replay. Looked like he made another. He was really good, man. He was really good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can sit here this morning and say that it should have been Swayman.
Nah, he played well enough.
You would not have had, I don't think you would have had a different result in that hockey game if Jeremy Swayman was in that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Morgan Geekie and David Pastrnak each had themselves a goal in this one, but the Leafs took over halfway through the second till the end of the game. And a hit to the Bees defense, Andrew Peak left with 6:40 left in the second. There's no immediate update on his injury. The Bees will now head to Toronto for games 3 and 4. Game 3 will be tomorrow. That's when the Celtics will try to go up 2 on the Heat at the TD Garden. But tonight, the Red Sox are back in action. They're in Cleveland taking on the Guardians. 6:10 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start, opposing Cleveland's Ben Lively. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In football, Zach Wilson, a Jet no more. New York has traded him to the Broncos for some late picks.
Yeah.
So Zach Wilson, no longer in green. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrini and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Going to be a gorgeous day in Boston. Right now it is a brisk 38, but a very sunny afternoon high of 62 in Boston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, obviously, you know, in the third period, it was a tight game. Both teams played good, and going in third and try to get the next goal, you know, unfortunately, I said they got it, and we weren't able to come back. So obviously make sure that we create more and get that leading goal. Settle down now, sit with me.
David Pastrnak, post-game, settle down, Chime. Is that your message this morning? Settle down. It's going to be at least a five-game series, so settle down.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Bruins fans, settle down. All right. Well, you're back tomorrow night in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And
so stupid.
What's so stupid?
Because the Celtics play tomorrow night too. Oh. Now we gotta like double.
Blame the NBA. They spaced their schedule out horribly.
Yes.
Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, they should be every other night.
Yeah. Or at least close to it. Right. Like,
Celtics should have played last night. The fact that they got a tomorrow night.
But you would have had the same situation.
Right. Oh, no, that's right.
They should be playing tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's why
Celtics should be playing Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Correct.
That's what I meant to say tonight.
But the NBA.
Thursday's the draft, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
True. All right, then play Friday. Bruins are playing Friday. Sunday, Tuesday, Friday. Boom.
But the NBA is hurting itself because they're just going to split that audience. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't help either side. You're going to be taking the people that would otherwise be watching the Celtics, if not for a Bruins playoff game, would be watching them tonight without a game. So the NBA is actually decreasing their own ratings.
Right.
Also, like, why? I'm sorry, but the NHL, playing in the NHL, playing a playoff game in the NHL is more grueling than playing an NBA basketball game, in my humble opinion. So the fact that they need 2 days rest is, give me a break.
Yeah, like, but the NBA just wants to drag out their season as long as humanly possible. That's the difference.
Yeah,
and I would say that NBA players, like the stars, are more gassed than hockey players because hockey players play far fewer minutes on the ice versus LeBron's probably like 43 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
The next night might be a little bit much.
Yeah. This is Mike from Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Well, would have been nice to be up 2-0, but it is what it is.
I couldn't agree more. Courtney, you mentioned something, and I really, really, really agree with you, and I noticed it too. After that, one of those wild saves that Linus made, and you saw him over there with Swayman at the bench, and they're sitting there just yucking it up, you know, just it, you can see there's a different level with them. And that's why I think when Wiggy says things, some of his takes are maybe unconsciously meant to pander to previous takes that he's had when it comes to this goalie tandem thing. I know you don't want to ever give it any possibility of working, and I know it's unconventional, Wiggy, mm-hmm. but what I see with this team and what has to happen and what Montgomery has to stick with is if you're going to go with something, go with it and don't back down. Just stick with it. Because last year what happened was, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't platoon the goalies, and then when things started getting kind of squirrely, he started – second guessing himself, moving lines around, and just created chaos. Don't let the chaos kind of creep into that locker room. Just stick with what you know you want to do. Well, look, we're going to go back and forth with these guys, give them the opportunity to kind of get, you know, a little bit of a break in between, you know, games that they start. And the two of those guys, you could see it in that moment that Courtney talked about. They were 100% on board with each other, supporting each other. It's like, I want to be in net, but if I'm not going to be in net, this is the guy that I want there in place of me.
No, great point, Mike. Mm-hmm. And give Jim Montgomery credit.
Stick with it.
He clearly went into the playoffs knowing he was going to continue to rotate mm-hmm. the guys because it worked all season. And he didn't second-guess himself after a great game one from Jeremy Swayman. So
I give him credit for that.
Give him credit for that.
I don't agree with the rotation of goalies, but I give him credit for that.
You give him credit for that.
And the reason why I say that they respect and like each other and they're happy for one another, I get that. But both of them have competitive nature in their blood, and I'm saying this as a professional athlete, that you want to be the guy that – is making the plays is in that you don't want to be the guy cheering on. Even though you're supporting the guy,
right.
It's just human nature.
This is Joe the Trash Man. Hello, Joe.
Greg, answer me a question.
Yes.
All right. How do you come out on game one like the way they came out on fire? And all of a sudden game two, it's like, oh, you know, just going through the motions. Like, what the hell?
I don't know. I said it when we started the show. I don't get it. They were lackadaisical. Lackadaisical, Curtis. Lackadaisical.
They really were. They needed to be a little heavier with the puck.
Yeah.
Is that Lindholm sucks? You see him in front of his own net? He sucks.
He has not been good going back a full season. I'm sorry, but Shine, we talked about it during the regular season a lot when it came to Lindholm.
Yeah, I don't think Lindholm was the issue last night, though. I mean, okay. He saved a goal. Like, he was one of the reasons that Toronto didn't score at one point. Like, Lindholm was good. I thought McAvoy was gassed, and I don't know if it was because Peak wasn't playing after he got hurt or what the deal was, but there were points in time where I thought McAvoy, like, he just got blown by Austin Matthews. Like, there were other times where I felt like McAvoy was just, he looked like he was skating in cement, and I'm not exactly sure why.
Okay. 978 text, completely different topic. Are you hangry this morning and other mornings? Is that what is going on with you?
Ooh. No, not at all. I've always thought soup is overrated.
Okay. Right, I just read the text messages as they come in.
Right. No, I just totally get
same,
it.
Same with the Twitch chat.
Yeah, everybody in Twitch chat tells me I'm hangry every single day.
Somebody just said in the Twitch chat, could Coco please take Greg to get a new pair of glasses because I can't stand the fact that he still has scotch tape on his glasses.
I would love to do that. That would be a nice bonding moment.
Where would we go?
I think we should go in the seaport to Wayfair. They have nice lenses for you.
I think I'd like, can you still get the secondhand lenses from the Lions Club? I think that's where I'd like to go. If you could take me to the local Lions Club and I could still
I could get a pair of glasses.
Or not Wayfair. What's it called?
I have a spot for you. You're the Warby Parker.
Warby Parker.
I have a spot for you, Greg.
Yeah.
It's called Frame It. It's in Waubun. Mm. And I'm telling you this because Santo and I were in this store a day apart without knowing it.
Really?
And the guy that owns it is a massive fan of this radio show.
What's it called?
Frame It in Waubun.
All right. Okay.
And you're going to go across the street after, and you're going to get a slice at Four Corners, one of my favorite pizza spots.
Right. Get you some frames.
Yep.
Okay, what kind of pizza is it?
It's like Greek style. A little greasy.
Well, you know, the Greeks invented the roast beef sandwich.
Oh, they did.
If you ever heard that on this show or not.
And they also invented tomato au gratin.
You ever go to the North Shore beef owned by all Greeks?
In all seriousness, though, I do think this is a God wink for you to maybe get a new style of glass.
A God wink? What does that mean?
Like, you know, God did something to you to put you in on a better path.
Okay.
And
I just don't have the time. I mean, I have a lot. I still don't have my passport. That's an absolute crisis. Mm. You can pay, apparently, a company to expedite it for you, but I don't know if they're going to be able to expedite it in time for the golf tournament in Bermuda. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You need a passport to go to Bermuda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Do you not have a guy? Can criminal help me out?
It doesn't matter.
I don't care what name is on the passport.
Call Charlie Baker. I'm sure he has some type of connect.
I don't think Charlie Baker.
What about Nuts Tippett?
What do you want?
Maybe Monica Tibbetts Nuts could help me.
I mean, singular.
Yeah. Call Charlie Baker to see if he has some NCAA eligibility.
Well, no, we'll
get to it during the news, I think. But Maura Healey couldn't run fast enough away from those comments yesterday, huh?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did. She got in the bike lane and scurried away from the comments of Monica Tibbetts Nut. Sort of. Not all the comments. Some of the comments.
Yeah, she had no idea she had these beliefs before she hired her. Right.
Maura Healey's like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. I drive a truck.
Basically going after everybody who has money.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Great.
Sounds like a good plan.
Anybody who has money in a truck.
Good thing is, you're in Massachusetts. Nobody has money, so don't worry about it.
The type of person who wants to buy that car, and I am 100% passing judgment.
Oh, good. We love prejudging. She should do that
text.
You know the voice when you get to Logan? It should be Monica Tibbetts Nuts. It's like, welcome to Logan. If you have money, we're after you.
Wiggy, did you text her wants to know if you thought Bermuda was a U.S. territory?
No, I thought it was like, I'd never been to Bermuda. I thought it was like somewhere like Caribbean related.
I know, but you still need a passport when you go to any other country.
Like the Bahamas, you need a passport.
Did you know that?
Are they still doing that? I thought they...
Yes, they're still doing that.
Yeah. I thought there were some places you could now go without a passport.
Well, to be fair, we no longer enforce our borders, so Wiggy just assumed other countries didn't either.
Like, you can't go to Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic without
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is
a
U.S. territory.
Ah, okay.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So even though it's part of the Caribbean, it's still a... All right.
Alex Cora can get you a passport.
What about the Bahamas?
Puerto Rico.
Courtney just said
Bahamas.
That.
Bahamas. I just said that.
What did you say?
You need a passport.
All right. Yeah. All right.
You need a passport. But you're not a big traveler. You're not a world traveler, really.
No. Because I don't like to fly.
You remember we went to Ireland.
Yes.
You needed your passport.
Yeah, I have one. Yeah, I knew that. But I thought like the Caribbean islands, they kind of played some type of role and you only needed a license.
You don't need a passport to go to Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where we are heading in just a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Roadshow Week 1. And we will be live at the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont on Friday morning. No idea what's going to happen. First time we are taking a road show to you in Vermont. So no idea how many people are going to come. I always have a great feeling about Rhode Island.
Yep.
Like that Whalers is loaded. Door to, you know, butt to, what do they say? Butt to nuts when it comes to the place. Same thing with Beachcomber.
Yep.
I mean, you know,
Bernie's.
Same thing with Bernie's. Same thing with
Whalers.
Old Orchard Beach and the Brunswick. I mean, the turnout is extraordinary. You guys are incredible. But I don't know what it's going to be like Friday morning. So I can't wait. We will be in Vermont. First time ever. First road show. And the pregame the night before on draft night is at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. Also, butt to nuts in that place every time we do that. And they have the Wheel of Shots, and Wiggy loves the wings. And we will watch the draft together with you at the Poorhouse in Keene on Thursday night. So just a couple sleeps away from Roadshow number one. All of the road shows are presented by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time, New England, and by Harbor One Bank. Do we have time to get to a couple leads? I think we do. Let's do it, Sean.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
Time now for The Lead.
Sean, that's clearly the Rolling Stones. I don't know the name of the song, though.
The song is Sad, Sad, Sad.
That's how you, is that how you feel this morning as a Bruins fan?
Yep.
All right, your lead.
Good morning. So I'm going to pivot off of hockey here. We've been talking hockey all morning, but I got to get something off my chest here. Because yesterday, the Denver Broncos revealed their new uniforms. Greg, I have to ask, why is it that it seems the people with the most money make the dumbest decisions? If you look at these jerseys, any normal human being, and look at them and say, good jersey, I think you need to be evaluated. Those things are disgusting. What are we doing? You're a professional football franchise. Did we not go in front of a focus group first? Did we not say, hey, that's appealing, I would buy that jersey? These things stink. What? The jerseys and helmet combination that they revealed yesterday looked like they were AI generated when you relocate your franchise in Madden. Like, it is awful. I don't know if Mitch has the other ones, because the other ones are worse.
Okay.
But like the blue and white ones are horrendous. They are disgusting. I get the orange one. You want to go for the throwback old look, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the blue and the white ones stink out loud. It is putrid. I don't know what we're doing.
The blue one kind of looks like it could be like a Chicago Bears type of color.
Yeah, what are we, the Bears or like the Chargers alternate jersey? Yeah, like, why are we so blocky? Like, get some pattern. Like, get something in here. It is so simple and useless. It's gross.
They look
it's
very
horrible.
College.
Does have a little Chargers appeal to it on the shoulders.
Yeah.
This is such a second-rate jersey. I don't get it.
I think Curtis is feeling the exact same thing. I'm obsessed with the new skinny shine.
It is unbelievable.
The skin, I'll call it skinfidence. Like the confidence that you have gained because you become skinny is extraordinary.
Well, look, Greg, the thing is as
you're now
guy,
mocking and ridiculing the decisions made by others.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But like as a fat guy, one of the things I loved to wear a lot of times was jerseys. Mm. They're nice. They're big. They're free flowing. Yeah. I sure as hell wouldn't want one of those jerseys if I'm a Broncos fan. Mm. Those things suck. Okay. What are we doing?
All right, Shime. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
I love Shime. It's like I just started working with someone totally new. It's like a mix between Tommy Hilfiger and that crazy guy with the curly hair that was the exercise guy whose name I can't remember.
Richard Simmons.
Anyway, a couple quick football notes for you, Greg. Got a little information yesterday. One, I would be shocked if the Patriots traded out of three. Shocked.
Okay.
A lot of news about that. I believe that they will be taking a quarterback at three. If there was going to be a deal, it would have been consummated prior to the draft.
Okay.
Secondly, Diana Russini's report yesterday that Jonathan Kraft was now leading all parts of the football operation. Much ado about nothing.
What? Really?
From what I understand, Jonathan Kraft is in charge of all Kraft businesses day to day. And the owner and Jonathan will get information prior to the press, but to think that he's sitting there breaking down Drake May Pro Day videos is a little bit of a leap. And lastly, the Patriots ownership group all believed that Bill Belichick would be a head coach next season. And if they were to handpick a team that would be best for them in terms of the length needed for that team to then win a championship, the Atlanta Falcons would have been near the top of the list. And they wouldn't have had to pay a dime. So they're paying money for Bill Belichick this year to do this. And the last point.
So you're saying that to believe that Robert Kraft submarined the opportunity that Bill had with the Falcons is to be ignorant.
There were many conversations over many years that were held between Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft. as any ownership group or two people that are close within the same fraternity would have about their staff, their coaches, ups and downs, you name it. But Robert Kraft wanted him to have an opportunity, especially at a team that had that far to go, because obviously Robert Kraft did not want to sit here and watch Bill Belichick win another championship like Tom Brady did. But to say that he was totally out on it, and there's one thing in that story by Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta where they talk about Magic Johnson really wanting Bill Belichick to be the coach of the Commanders, and they say Josh Harris had this relationship with the Krafts, whatever. What they omit is that Bill Belichick, according to my source, called the organization and asked Robert to call on his behalf to the Commanders.
Mm.
And he did.
And he did.
And wow. They never called him back. So wow. I don't know what happened. I don't know, obviously, the length and duration of all these things. But it's become, even Burt Breer last night, like Robert Kraft's candidacy for the Hall of Fame, all this stuff. It's been open season, and he's deserved a lot of it. But there needs to be a little bit of a balance to it. And when people say Jonathan Kraft has had newfound, you know, influence, everybody in the organization has been empowered more because the person that ran it for 20-plus years is no longer there. There's been a vacuum. But to say that Jonathan Kraft is day-to-day operating, you know, their football operation is incorrect.
So then somebody has some intel.
Yeah. So,
you know, that's just what I do. I just listen to the streets.
Somebody was whispered to.
Right. Wickersham was capping then all that time?
No, so what?
The fact that they made it seem like, and this was what everybody was telling me last week, or whenever it was when this thing came out, that Robert called Arthur Blank and was like, you can't trust this guy. Now all of a sudden we're like, we're hitting the corner hard, like, wait a second. No, that didn't go that way. So Wickersham is.
If you ask the Falcons, they say that Robert Kraft was positive about Bill Belichick. And the quote that is in the story,
mm-hmm.
which also, I love that Bill Belichick fought back. I said that. But if you think that story release by Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta just happened to coincide with Bill Belichick going on for 34 minutes with Pat McAfee and not being asked a single question about that story, with the announcement simultaneously that Bill Belichick had signed on with Omaha Productions and ESPN to be a draft analyst with Pat McAfee and Nick Saban, then I have a bridge to sell you.
Okay.
So it was all part of it, and it's good. God bless Bill Belichick. Everybody needs to get their story out. Wow. I just think there were some loose ends that might have needed some correcting.
Great lead, Curtis.
Wow.
Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, my lead coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Coming up, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. That is at 7. And then Nesson's Sophia Yerkstevich will join us at 8:20, and we'll talk Bruins and an unfortunate loss last night. That series tied at 1. A lot of questions in the studio, on the text line, in the Twitch chat about Johnny Yodel's big scoop. So we'll get to that in just a little bit.
Funny you mentioned Drake's Cakes makes a phenomenal brand new Boston cream yodel. Get it in Shaw's.
I know you have some.
I have a lot of questions.
You have a lot of questions.
I just want to make sure James is all right.
What?
Because Curtis's lead. I was like, whoa. Wait a second. This is a complete 180 from last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did somebody kidnap James and we don't know about and said, hey, make sure you say some glowing things? Because I said this last week. I was like.
You mean like it's like the Mel Gibson movie?
Yes,
like Ransom.
Ransom.
Like somebody
give me my son back. You must Curtis first say something good about Robert Kraft.
I mean, it is a complete turnabout. I mean, he had Wickersham. He and Ken had Wickersham on the show Saturday.
Yeah. And I said this last week. I was like, well, listen. I was like, I don't know if you remember, Courtney, but I was like, wait a second. I'm not buying this. So you're telling me that Wickersham is telling us that Kraft called out the blank and was like, hey, you can't trust this guy? And I'm like, well, and then everybody's like, well, it's Wickersham. He's like 100% when it comes to his scoops.
I mean, 508 texter says, Curtis, could the person who leaked all this info to you have an agenda, perhaps?
A spoiler alert. Everybody has an agenda. Everything you hear is because somebody wants you to hear it a certain way. Uh-huh. That's the world we live in.
I'll also say whoever is whispering to you should maybe space out who they're whispering to and the timing in which they do so, because Tommy Curran and Phil Perry said the same exact thing that you were saying this morning.
Really?
Yesterday.
Wow, I did not know that.
About the Diana Russini article.
See, the Diana Russini thing is, I mean, Curtis has great intel.
Right.
So if he is going to come on this radio show and say Jonathan Kraft does not have an expanded role when it comes to football and the draft, then I will buy that your source is spot on this. But it is, I mean, it's...
If Diana Russini has it, it's different than if Schefter has it.
And
to say that the Patriots want a quarterback is to say that I wish I had hair. Like,
no, I understand
of course
that.
They need a quarterback.
Because I was, but in the absence of Bill...
Mm-hmm.
The role of the ownership should not change. Like, they are not football people. And so if you're going to listen, I was whispered to recently as well.
Uh-oh. There's a lot of whispering going on.
And
here.
So I just want to be careful, because I think a lot of the negativity that is out there about Bill is coming from one person.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that organization. So, if you're going to tell me that Jonathan is not involved when it comes to not more involved when it comes to football, then I'm okay with it. I'm going to take you at your word. You
know? I'm the youngest boy.
I am going to take you.
Well played. Well played.
I'm going to take you. Do we
believe that? Because I think Jonathan, as well as Robert, might have some input now because they told us it's going to be collaborative, right?
He might have some.
The youngest boy!
Let's just read Diana Russini's actual report. The Patriots are listening and taking calls from teams looking to move into three.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a news story if they didn't take a call about somebody offering them something.
Well, yeah, Schefter said the exact same thing, basically.
Right. And then the next sentence, while Elliot Wolf is running point, i.e. running the draft, I'm told President Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision-making. I believe that if they were to trade out of three, that it would have to be a damn good deal that they would talk to ownership about, which would normally be the case anyway. If the team hasn't picked a three in like 30 years.
Usually ownership, you talk to them and say, Bill, based on what we feel like we knew, is Bill would say, here's what we're doing, ownership.
Do you think the McCaskey family knew that they were going to trade Justin Fields and then take Caleb Williams with the Bears?
Yeah.
They probably knew about it, yeah.
Okay, so that's
but
what
they're talking. Not directing it. That's the difference.
But if they said no, they wouldn't have traded him. They own the team.
So they...
Well, who do you think wanted Mac Jones?
Bill
didn't.
Right.
I think that it was a perfect storm where Bill didn't think he'd get to 15. He got to 15, and Bill took him, knowing that it's what the organization wanted. They needed to improve at the quarterback position because Cam Newton was such a fiasco.
But didn't Bill want to trade him before the start of this year, and that got poo-pooed?
Yep.
Right. So I believe that Jonathan and Robert, even when Bill was here, and maybe that's what led to a little bit of friction, especially later, you know, in these past couple of years, is that they wanted to be more involved in the sense where they're...
In football. Not in the Kraft group.
Not in the Kraft, in football stuff. Hey, like, now I feel like, or even when, no, we're not, Bill, I know you want to trade him, but we're not going to do
that. Or maybe we haven't thought about this. Maybe the issue was Bill wanted to be more involved in the paper company.
I mean, talk about a power struggle. What about Shiv?
Maybe Bill was asking them repeatedly what type of trees are being felled in order to make paper.
Right. Maybe they didn't do enough recycling.
All right. We're way behind.
Darn it.
But that's okay. That's what happens on this radio show. Yeah. We'll continue with the leads. Mm-hmm. Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, my lead. Curtis kind of hopped all over my
good lead.
My Diana Russini lead anyway. But we'll get to the rest of the leads, and then we'll get to They Said It on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.